I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today's piece comes from Doug Doyle.
He's a legend who books legends. Longtime festival producer Danny Melnick has put together another star-studded lineup for the 49th Saratoga Jazz Festival at SPAC in upstate New York. I spoke to Danny this past week about the much-anticipated two-day, two-stage event. Let's start with one of your headliners, Patti LaBelle.
Yeah, Patti is one of the grand dames of American music. This, I believe, is her fourth appearance on the festival. It's been a long time since she's been with us, but I was thrilled to get her again. You know, I've been wanting to bring her back for the last couple of years, and coming out of the pandemic, her touring slowly started to come back. She's been doing this huge arena tour on and off for the last couple of years with Gladys Knight and with Chaka Khan and Stephanie Mills. You know, we got really lucky with Patti. She just headlined the Blue Note Jazz Festival at the Hollywood Bowl last weekend. So we're thrilled to have Patti back on Saturday with us.
Some great performers and female performers in this lineup. You mentioned Patti LaBelle, but somebody you've worked with in the past is Diane Reeves. I know that she is one of your favorites.
She is one of my favorites. I mean, Diane Reeves has a voice like no other, a command of her instrument like no other. NEA Jazz Master, multi-Grammy award-winning artist. She's played the festival a lot over the years. And she's going to be with us on Sunday, the 28th. And yeah, I mean, just, you know, she wows the audience every time she gets on that stage, no matter what she sings, no matter what she does, no matter who's in her band. It's really, you know, for me as a listener, you know, it's an astonishing experience always to be there listening to Diane Reeves. I mean, she's a gold medal, you know.
There were four generations of love on her face. She was so wise, no surprise past her eyes. She had seen it all.
Whether it's Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, whether it's Terry Lynn Carrington, Lakeisha Benjamin, women are dominating the stage when it comes to these festivals at times, aren't they?
They are. And I've made a very, very conscious effort, you know, throughout my career, but particularly in the last 10 years or so to make a strong showing for the women, to book them, to showcase them as headliners, as band leaders. Within the 22 sets that we have, you know, I always try to juggle everything and try to come up with the best, you know, most interesting lineup I can.
The two-day festival on June 27th and 28th will also mark the 100th birthdays of jazz legends with two special performances, Miles Electric Band celebrating Miles Davis's centennial, and Skidmore Jazz Institute faculty all-stars celebrate John Coltrane's centennial. You can see my entire interview with Danny Melnick on the WBGO YouTube channel and get more information about the Saratoga Jazz Festival at WBGO.org and SPAC.org. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.